Young farmers looking to grow their membership. Thanks for being with us again, everyone. Lee Maddox with today's Accent on Agriculture. During this week's Tennessee Farm Bureau Convention in Franklin, it was also the annual meeting of the state's Young Farmers and Ranchers Organization, and the group elected a new state committee with Dyer County young farmer Eric Maupin to serve as its chairman.
Well, it's exciting. It's going to be challenging. I look forward to serving in that capacity. The Young Farmers Organization is on top, and that's kind of intimidating in a sense, because I'm taking over and I've got some huge shoes to fill in the past. And I just hope I can do that. I'm honored that my fellow young farmers within the state of Tennessee have chosen me to do this, and I look forward to the challenge.
The 30-year-old Maupin is a row crop producer in Dyer County, and one of his goals as chairman is to get more young farmers involved in the organization.
We want as much participation throughout the state as possible. One of the most crucial things for young farmers and ranchers in the state, one of the most positive things that I think it can deliver in this state, is the ability for young farmers to get together, share ideas, to know that they're not alone within this state.
Now, also elected to serve on the state committee with Maupin are from District 1, Ben Moore and Amy Tuck of Weakley County, from District 2, Laura Upton and Donald Blankenship of Rutherford County, from District 3, Becky Place of Sequatchie County and Jason Sims of Bledsoe County, from District 4, Melissa Berniston of Putnam County and Luke Teeple of White County, from District 5, Carla Stedman of Hamlin County, and Adam Thompson from Knox County. The Young Farmers and Ranchers program includes young people with an agricultural interest with between the ages of 18 and 35, and you can find out more about the activities at your County Farm Bureau. Hope all of you have a safe day. Join us again tomorrow on the TRN.